This is a project to improve the quality of bread that's available to everybody in Fife and in Scotland. And not many people realise that there's an enormous dislocation between the grain growing activities in a place like Fife and the bread eating. In other words, we grow in Scotland something upwards of 800,000 tonnes of wheat a year, which is about four or five times as much as it would take to feed the entire Scottish population with all its bread products. But we don't use any of it to make bread. It goes to other rather wasteful purposes. It's crazy to use good land in Scotland and throw away the result, which is won so with such dedication and expense by Fife's farmers, for instance. And it's just putting these two things together, the need for better bread and the dedication and passion of the farmers who are being misguided, it seems to us, by the market, by perverse signals which say actually it's easier and more efficient to grow grain for industrial uses and biofuels and animal feed and that kind of thing, rather than directly for the bread that goes into people's mouths and which can sustain them healthily. Our proposition really is that you only need to eat a few slices of more nutrient-dense bread, the kind of stuff that's coming from our project, made by local community bakers and artisan bakers. Fewer slices of that will actually fill you up more than a large number of slices of industrial bread, which is kind of engineered to make you want more and more and more without really satisfying you very much. We're not sort of going out there and saying everyone's got to eat this stuff. We're saying that we've got a hunch that a lot of people would like to change their diet for the better, but they don't have any options for access at the moment. And it's not so much the income, the money cost, it's actually finding somewhere where you can actually exercise your real choice as a citizen to do something better, which is going to do you some good directly and your families, but is also going to contribute towards that addressing of those environmental concerns that are really going up the agenda now. And people want to know. It's such an overwhelming problem that people want relatively simple ways in which they can signal their support for dealing with climate heating and biodiversity loss and all these kind of big, massive issues with long words attached to them. But they can deal with that by everyday choices. My background as a baker of 45 years standing or more, having figured this all out for myself, making bread originally in a bakery in Cumbria and latterly teaching people in the borders in Scotland how to do it, is that actually the making of it is crucial. We've got to ferment this bread properly. So I think spending relatively small individual amounts on loaves of bread, smaller than might cost to go and buy a more nutritious loaf, I think that has costs which you don't pay at the checkout. You pay them in terms of the pollution caused by the agricultural system that makes them, but we also pay with the cost of dealing with the consequences of health. We're saying there's an option here. We feel that you've been cut out of this option by circumstance and income and all the rest of it, which is to actually take a bit of control over your own diet. To do that, you've got to forge relationships of trust with other people in the system, going back through the millers and the bakers and the farmers. That's our mission as a charity and a community benefit society.